Today is Monday, October 3rd, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. A weekend happened, but you know, Mark and I have been discussing this thing, and I want to bring it up. It's both frustrating and a little bit interesting. So we'll see how long it takes for me to give you guys some details about this. And, if I have time to go over the weekend, I will. If not, I will not. So as you all know, the airline denied Mark entry. When we had our European trip, he was denied boarding because they said he didn't have the correct type of visa. And at the time we didn't fight it, what were we going to do? Like, they would not let him go through security. They wouldn't check him in. And so he had to buy another ticket. He ended up spending about $2,500 more. And he lost a day of the vacation. I had to go without him. So we didn't lose my ticket as well. And because we had a hotel booked in Venice, like all of this stuff. And so he has been going back and forth with the United. So then when we got back and we thought, oh, our bad, we're stupid. We didn't research this enough. And we even, you know, I was talking about the fact that Mark and I might be travel agents one day. And so, you know, Daniel was like, oh, well, I guess you guys wouldn't make good travel agents. You don't know how to research, you know, what you should do. So we get back and we're doing some more research on it. And he calls the German embassy, because we were flying through Munich to Venice. So from Arkansas to Munich, Germany, and then to Venice. And he called the German embassy and they said, no, you don't need a transit visa. He told them all the information and they said, no, you don't need a transit visa. You had a Schengen visa or whatever it's called. And so, and this was back, you know, when we got back from our trip, you know, mid-July. So at that point, and he verified on their website, he looked at other websites, like visa websites and, you know, information. All of them said he did not need, you know, he did not meet the criteria for a transit visa. And all he needed was a Schengen visa or whatever it's called. So we are now almost 3 months from when he first started talking to United Airlines. And last night he's called them, I don't know, 5-6 times, maybe more. He's talked to, you know, I don't know, at this point, 10-15 people. And they kept telling him, oh, we're still reviewing it. We're still reviewing it. Call back in 10 days, call back in 30 days, call back in 40 days, you know, all that kind of stuff. And so he finally yesterday tweeted them. But he also wrote a letter to the CEO, to the office of the CEO of United Airlines. And he had a document with all the timeline of all the calls he'd made, links to the where he found the documentation, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he's asking for the $2,500 refunded because he would not have had those costs had he not been denied boarding. And, you know, he's not even asking for, I mean, there was additional cost because I had to go by myself and I had to get a boat from the airport because it's Venice. So, you know, I had to get a boat from the airport to the hotel. Well, the next day when he showed up, I had to get a boat to go pick him up and then a boat back to the hotel, which those are not cheap going from the airport to the hotel, those boats. And so there was a cost there. There were other ancillary costs that he had that he had to pay. He's not even asking for those. He's just asking, hey, give me my refund for the ticket because it's your fault. So today he also tweeted a second time. Maybe he tweeted them last week and now he tweeted again today. So he tweeted and said, hey, is there an update? Blah, 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 blah. And so finally he got an email back today saying, oh, so sorry that we took so long. We've had a high volume of cases come in and it's just taken us longer than normal to review them. And we don't know if this is because he tweeted twice or because of the office of the CEO email. Like, we're not sure. And so, and he found a website where it tells you how to write an email to an office of the CEO. And, you know, they have teams that review those correspondence that comes into those email addresses. And generally they can get things resolved if they think that you're, you know, if they agree with you, basically. And so, so he got an email back just, you know, out of the blue. So we don't know whether it was Twitter or the email to the office of the CEO. And the lady was like, oh, I'm so sorry that you waited so long, yada, yada, yada. And, but we re-reviewed all of the laws and you did need a transfer visa and we denied you appropriately. But because you waited so long, we're going to give you a $250 travel voucher as a consolation prize. Look behind door number two. So he called United and said, I would like to know what documentation you guys are looking at to determine that I needed a transit visa. Because he said, like I said, I've called the German embassy. We were literally landing in Germany. I've looked on the German embassy website. I've looked on, you know, visa.gov and like all of these other websites. And they all say the same thing, that you only need a transit visa if you are from these countries. And Philippines is not on that list. And so I want to know where they're getting their information, and I don't agree with this ruling. So she said, okay, well, they're going to reopen the case. She said, you'll get a response within 24 to 72 hours. They're going to re-review it. And she's like, where are you getting, can you provide us the document that you're looking at? And he said, no, I called the German, he's like, call the German embassy and ask them, you know, or look on their website. You know, I gave you the link to their website already. So anyway, and you know, I suppose they could be right, but everything we're looking at, including talking to the German embassy, is telling us that we're right. And so now he's like, well, what am I going to do if they come back and say, no, you know, you're denied? Because he said, what if maybe we're wrong? And so now what we're looking at is, I was doing some research, and apparently you can, in a lot of cases, sue an airline in small claims court. It doesn't make sense to hire an attorney because we're only looking for a couple of $1,000s. And attorneys charge hundreds of dollars an hour, you know, and we're not, you know, we would pay the attorney way more than we would get back. And so it doesn't make sense to hire. And it's not a big enough deal to like hire an attorney on a contingency, you know, where they're like, oh, we won't get any money unless we win for you. They're not going to do that for a $2,000 plane ticket. It's interesting because my cousin is an attorney, but he's a corporate attorney. And I've called him several times for legal issues in the past, and he always tells me that he can't help me because he works for a corporation and his contract states that he can't take other clients. And so I don't know if that's right or if he's just making an excuse, but he tells me I cannot. He's like, I can't even give you legal advice. Like, I can refer you to someone else, but I can't do it. So anyway, but small claims court, apparently you can sue an airline. You just need to go to the court that's in the jurisdiction of where they fly from. And United Airlines flies out of our local airport. And you, and in Arkansas, it's $5,000 or less, which, you know, which we meet that requirement. We're only looking for like $2,500. And you don't have an attorney. You just go down to the courthouse, you fill out the forms, you pay a filing fee of like $50. And then I think the defendant has 30 days or something to reply, and they can reply in writing. And then a court date is set. You go to the court and it's like Judge Judy. You just like get in front of the judge. You're like, hey, judge, here's my documentation. Here's what I'm asking for. And, you know, the judge goes, well, don't pee on my foot and tell me it's raining. What are you guys doing, United Airlines? Give him his money. Bangs the gavel and you're done. So anyway, so if he doesn't get a good response from them, I think the next step is for us to file suit in small claims court. So, I mean, I'll keep you guys apprised, but I feel like $2,500 is enough for us to keep keep fighting this, you know? All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.